This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So since COVID, I don't taste as well as I used to. And I used to never like spicy food. I think spicy food makes my tongue burn. I don't want to get the heartburn later. I worry about heartburn because chronic heartburn could cause cancer. Could cause you to take medications that have been linked to dementia, pneumonia, bone loss, cancer, these PPIs. And so I worry because I am seeing menus offer spicier and spicier and spicier. I know some people think it's because our population is changing and we have many people from Latin America coming over and they prefer the flavors, but I also fear that we as a society are just not tasting as well as we should, and so we want things habanero style, hot. Thai restaurants, they'll ask, do you want a 1 or a 10? And I'm like, maybe a 2 to a 3. I like a little kick. But I'm hearing people across the 10 plus. You have a 12? And you're like, wow. And so I am seeing this this trend that we're needing our food spicier and spicier. Now, it could be we're also ruining our taste buds from the vaping, from smoking. Are we just becoming more tolerant to spices? Is it that food has been so sugary and salty and tasty that we need to kind of one-up? And, you know, I like some good salsa, but I can't handle it when it's so hot that I can't taste it. And maybe people are a little different. Because, you know, when I see somebody really like the heat, I'm like, how do you taste? When I put something very spicy in my mouth, my tongue is burning. There's this heat, and I don't even know what the food tastes like. And then when I try to taste the next bite, I can't. And me, if I'm going to eat food or spend that kind of money on food, I want to taste the food. I want to taste the salsa. I want to taste the pepper. I want to taste the steak. I want to taste the taco. And so I'm, unless maybe for some people, they still can taste it. I don't know. Well, we do have a heartburn pandemic, and people are loading up on these PPIs. I mean, the Tums and the Rolaids are your H2 agonists, but after that, we're seeing people go for the PPIs, the proton pump inhibitors, and these proton pump inhibitors that help minimize the amount of acid that you have actually can come with issues. They've been linked to kidney disease, stomach cancer, stroke risk. And so you're not really supposed to be on these medications long term. One Danish study, this was back in 2016, looked at 245,000 patients who were suffering from abdominal pain and gastroesophageal reflux, found 9,500 to later suffer from stroke. When they adjusted out all the other reasons, heart, cardiac disease, etc., they found that the proton pump inhibitors, like your generic pantoprazole, omeprazole, brand name Prevacid, Protonix, Prilosec, Nexium, raised the risk of ischemic stroke by 21%. than Aprilisac caused the highest stroke risk by 33%. Oh, no, actually the lowest stroke risk by 33%. Nexium, 50%. Pitotic, 79%. Now, we also are forgetting that if you do suffer from chronic acid or acid reflux, it changes the lining of your esophagus. And you could be at risk for Barrett's esophagus, which is a change, and that Barrett's esophagus carries an increase in esophageal cancer risk. And I had one patient who was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. He didn't live past 6 months. When I asked him what his symptoms were before, because he was a new patient, he said, "Heartburn. I've always had heartburn." So many of us have heartburn. Now, not all everybody with heartburn is going to get esophageal cancer. But if your esophageal cancer isn't found day one really early, your prognosis is poor. Now, we do have some good news. Cancer of the esophagus, even though there's only a 20% five-year survival rate, meaning in 5 years, only 20% of people are still alive. Lucid Diagnostics, a New York-based biotech company, thinks they have developed a pill that can help fight it. And it's a new technology, we don't have a lot of detail, but it's called EsoGuard, and it's designed to detect GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, which is known to be a risk factor. And this Lucid partnered with the San Antonio Fire Department to screen firefighters. Firefighters have a 62% higher risk of developing esophageal cancer. They tested 400 firefighters and were able to identify precancerous conditions in many of them. And so if they are able to detect early and then treat early, we could possibly save lives. So the precancerous condition where the acid affects the esophagus obviously happens near the stomach, where the acid refluxes up. So the lowest part of the esophagus. They collect cells, and then they perform molecular diagnostic testing to see if there's any genetic changes. And they do this by a pill. It has 85% sensitivity, 99% predictive value. Right now, we usually have to do endoscopy, where we anesthetize you, put you under. But this EsoGuard could happen in an office in less than 2 minutes without anesthesia. You swallow it. It has a little catheter, and they could collect the cells. So very cool. Well, we'll see what happens. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So yesterday, another headline had come out saying that humans are losing their Y chromosome and that the Y chromosome is degrading close to the point of non-existence, which means we may not later have men. As a woman who loves men, God, I love men. I want to salvage men as much as we can. So I took a look at this going, okay, really? What's going on here? And, you know, these headlines, some of them are clickbait. When I think of men, I think of Aragorn in Lord of the Rings. Gosh. Can you imagine Lord of the Rings without Strider or Aragorn? I couldn't. It wouldn't pique my interest. And so, obviously, we want the human species to be able to propagate, to be able to still be in existence, and to flourish. But scientists are saying, not going to happen. Because the Y chromosome, owned by the male biological sex, having XY chromosomes, is degenerating and will be gone in a few million years. They are also saying that we are going to become extinct unless we create a new sex gene. What does that mean? XZ? Are we going to have XZ men? Are we going to have X-emoji men? So, it sounds scary. Again, wouldn't happen for a few million years. But this recent paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science is showing how we may have luck where biology and evolution may find a way. And they did this by looking at how the spiny rat was able to evolve a new male determining gene. Now, how things work right now is females get two X chromosomes, male have a single X and a Y chromosome. And the X contains about 900 genes, most of which not related to sex. The Y has fewer genes, some non-coding DNA. But the Y chromosome helps determine the in terms of the sex. And then I think by default, if you don't have the Y, you become female. And at 12 weeks after conception, the master gene switches on. This is according to Science Alert. That then regulates the development of a testes. The embryonic testes makes male hormones, later testosterone, its derivatives, and then the baby will develop as a biological male. This master sex gene was identified back in 1990 as the SRY sex region on the Y chromosome. So it's not the whole Y chromosome, it's a part of the Y chromosome. And it triggers this genetic pathway, starting with a gene called SOX9. The SOX9 is key for male determination in all vertebrates. Now, I understand there's this big push for biology textbooks to start to be rewritten, to be more inclusive, and have more gender-neutral language. But the scientists are trying to, again, salvage the human species by figuring out how the degenerating Y chromosome can be salvaged, even if in another form on another chromosome. So they say most mammals have X and Y chromosomes similar to ours. X has a lot of the genes. Y has this SRY, the master sex gene, right, as well as others. There is an unequal dosage of X genes in males and females. Females have two X genes, males only have one. And so they looked at the platypus. The platypus, the XY pair, is just an ordinary chromosome with two equal members. So the mammal X and Y were an ordinary pair of chromosomes not that long ago. So they say this must mean that the Y chromosome lost a bunch of active genes over the millions of years when humans and platypuses evolved separately. The loss of 5 genes per million years. They say at this rate, the last 55 genes that it has will be gone in 11 million years. So they believe that the imminent demise of our human Y will then later affect our ability to propagate. Yet there are rodents that have no Y chromosome. There are two rodent lineages that have already lost their Y chromosome. They've already beat us to the punch, and they're still fine. The mole voles of Eastern Europe and the spiny rats of Japan each boast some species within the Y chromosome. Now, the SRY completely disappeared. The X chromosome remains. It's either a single or a double dose. Now, it's unclear how the mole voles determine sex without having that SRY gene, but the team led by Hokkaido University biologist Asato Kuroiwa looked at the spiny rat, a group of three species on different Japanese islands who are all endangered. And they found that most of the genes on the Y of the spiny rat had been relocated to other chromosomes. No sign of SRY. So they published this identification of in PNAS, and they found sequences that were in the genomes of males but not females, refined these, and tested for the sequence on every rat. And they found a tiny difference near the key sex gene SOX9 on chromosome 3. So what they're suggesting is that there is still the gene. They still have that ability, but it might not necessarily look like the way it looks now. There are lizards and snakes that are female-only species, but they can make eggs out of their own genes, known as parthenogenesis. And I don't think that could happen, though, in humans. We need sperm. We need biological males to give us sperm. And so they think that maybe there might be an alternative possibility. How do we evolve this way? Well, we don't know yet. So when you look at the paper, you know, and when you look at it, you know, they are saying we're going to study what happened in rats and see what that needs to be done in terms of humans. Now, for those of you who still have your Ys, still have your testicles, I think you'll be fine. I don't think anybody's going to need to do anything. But I find it fascinating that we have things that we take for granted that are degenerating, degrading. And I'm worried in the short term about our evolution and our survival because the average kid can't run a mile. The average kid can't do a pull-up. The average adolescent is pasty, sitting at home playing video games, rather than working in construction, helping out their parents in the garage. We're struggling in terms of how to talk about obesity in the doctor's office. It's called fat shaming. If you try to tell somebody that they could be deteriorating in their health. We have people with diabetes risk, heart risk, kids with high cholesterol, cancer risk, and we are not physically fit. So from an evolutionary standpoint, if we ever had to run, we couldn't run. If we ever had to climb a tree, if there was an animal chasing us, we wouldn't be able to do it. We don't know how to use a weapon. We don't know how to use our hands as weapons. We don't know self-defense. And people are getting uglier and uglier in terms of their behavior where they're killing each other. That I personally think the human species will become extinct way before the Y chromosome degrades unless we get our acts together. And we're not even putting nutrition up at the forefront. I mean, how many times are we, you know, putting fresh vegetables and fresh fruit on the table? No. We're ordering a pizza. We're drinking diet soda. These are things that are not going to enhance us. All right? We are not thinking of our survival. And does the average person know how to start a fire? Do your kids know how to start a fire to keep warm if they need to? The answer is no. Now, I think my sons do. You know, we did the Boy Scouts, or I think we did the Cub Scouts, and my husband taught them. And I know how to rub a couple sticks together. But the average kid is like, well, Dad usually has a lighter. Not anymore. People don't smoke, so the average person doesn't have a lighter. You're going to have to figure out how to make your own fire. You're going to have to learn how to do this. We went camping, and one of my friend's kids, just fantastic, you know, in terms of knowing how to capture the you know, the wind and the fire. And you know, these are things that we need to, and they're just basics. And the average human doesn't know that. So, yeah, Y chromosome, Schmy chromosome, we got other evolutionary issues that we're facing right now. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson on the hot seat. He'll be meeting with President Biden along with House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell, and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, all of whom support aid for Ukraine. Johnson will have to decide to bring the aid bill to the floor for a vote or not. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden chatting with late-night comedian Seth Meyers while they hit up an ice cream shop. The media asked him if there'll be a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas conflict. He said he hopes by the end of the weekend that will happen. The death toll in Gaza estimated to be about 30,000. Houston authorities releasing graphic security footage and police body camera footage of the February 11th shooting inside Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So being Gen X, I am so grateful. I grew up in the 80s. We didn't have social media. We didn't have deep fake. We didn't have AI that could make naked images of you. Well, there is a middle school in California that is investigating students who allegedly used AI to generate and share nude images of their classmates. Now, middle school means sixth grade to eighth grade. So anywhere between 11 and 13 years old. Do you know how horrifying that is? A student who wishes to remain anonymous told NBC4, it is very scary. People can't feel safe to come to school. They are scared people will show off explicit photos of them made by AI. One worried parent voiced their concern, says there should be a huge consequence for that. Authorities are trying to determine how many students were involved in developing the images, how many could have been victimized. The students responsible for the fake nudes face expulsion, according to Daily Mail, among other consequences, according to the Beverly Hills Unified School District. And if you share a picture of a nude child, or isn't that a felony? Isn't that child pornography? So I think these kids should get more in trouble than expulsion. I understand it's AI, but do people understand how serious this is? This is a crime. Now, the district is working with Beverly Hills Police Department. Officials have also requested parents to speak to their children about the dangers of AI. I mean, remember the conversation we had to have a few years ago? Telling girls, please do not share booby pics or naked pics with your friends. Now, these are kids just doing nothing. They're just going, and somebody's making up pictures. It's absolutely frightening. According to LA Times, 750 students are currently enrolled in the public school. And again, let me reiterate, it is a middle school, so these are young kids. So AI has been now very strongly criticized for going woke. Not all AI platforms, but Google has been under fire and is going to have to relaunch their Gemini AI tool because it, quote, was not working the way we intended. Online responses went viral as to how the AI platform looked at certain societal things. And I believe it had generated female NHL players, African-American Vikings, founding fathers, as well as an Asian woman dressed in 1943 military garb when they asked for an image of a Nazi-era German soldier. So when you're like, why would they do that? Okay, I mean, yes, we had the Japanese we were fighting, but when it was asked to make a Nazi-era German soldier, they used an Asian woman. Is it because the AI has been infiltrated with this narrative of, well, you need to be diverse, equity, inclusion? Not every soldier has to be man these days. Not every soldier has to be white. So now you're making an Asian woman a Nazi as the typical Nazi-era German soldier? So, you know, AI, as we know it, is not what it's purported to be. We've been told in all these movies that a computer is going to get smart on its own. They're going to see what's going on, and they're going to say, ah, right, we need to fix this. Well, if there really was AI, if AI was really that smart, it wouldn't be making nude pictures of an 11-year-old kid. It wouldn't be reinterpreting history based on photographic evidence. And so it means that it is being manipulated by humans and certain narratives. Google DeepMind CEO Demis Hassabis said, we have taken the feature offline while we fix that. We are hoping to have it back online very shortly and in the next couple of weeks. The tool is not working the way we intended. Now, some people could say, all right, well, who cares? If we think Google's biased or any of these others are biased, everybody just needs to know there might be a bias. And so what you're getting is not, completely objective and neutral. The problem with that is people are going to be using AI, if not already, for medicine. And I have patients saying that they are asking, they're asking AI what to do in terms of medical. And let's say the narrative changes where we don't have enough funds for Social Security. We don't have enough funds to take care of older Americans. Let's say older Americans vote more conservative. Will AI later have a bias going, oh, just sit home and wait? Don't, you could get a disease in the ER, so don't go to the ER. I mean, could that stuff happen? Is there that potential? We cannot have subjectivity. Well, I guess there was a request for a pope. There was a prompt saying, can we look at a pope? And they used a Southeast Asian woman dressed as a pope, even though most popes have, been men. It's changing history. They're trying to be diverse. And so, we have to be, I understand that the winner of the war, who could have control over the history books at that time, could make themselves sound like they were angels and the other people were horrible oppressors. I get that there's two sides to every story, and that some history books may play one side versus another. But when you have evidence, you have pictures of George Washington. Google Gemini generated an image of a black man to be George Washington. Now, maybe all the portraits of George Washington are wrong, but we believe George Washington was Caucasian. And which means the AI has been given an algorithm to be more diverse. That if somebody is asking for a pilot, it doesn't always have to be white male. But it looks like the AI can't figure out, when you look at historical figures, are they going to say Hitler was black? Mussolini was black? Trying to be diverse? It's concerning. We need to know their subjectivity. That's why the whole COVID lockdown and mandates of vaccines and masks was such a chaotic mess, because there were political narratives being pushed. And in science, in academia, you're always supposed to be allowed to question, have a theory, have a hypothesis. People were silenced. There is such a force trying to control information and control our minds that it's getting a little ridiculous. And it's hurting the people you're trying to be inclusive for. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of us in medicine understand that we don't want to call somebody an alcoholic, somebody who uses alcohol. No reason to label him. He's a diabetic. He's somebody that is currently battling diabetes. All right, we don't have to label somebody. Yet, I don't care if you're in medicine, if you're in academia, if you're a parent. If somebody is a pedophile, They're a piece of crap. They are a sick mother. I can't even say the words. And we don't have to be politically correct when we discuss somebody with pedophilia who has acted on it. Well, as we spoke about in the last segment, the AI platform of Google, Gemini, has gotten a lot of backlash for them trying to be politically correct and woke as it pertains to pedophilia. So reportedly, this happened. Chalkboard Heresy, who had posted this, I think, on Twitter or Facebook, said Google Gemini will not admit that pedophilia is wrong. And the post that they put, and now Google Gemini has gone offline to fix the issue, read as follows. The question of whether pedophilia is wrong is multifaceted and requires a nuanced answer that goes beyond a simple yes or no. Wasn't that what the Harvard president said in terms of calling for genocide of Jews not being anti-Semitic? It's a nuanced answer. You call for the death of any group of people, that's obviously horrible. It's obviously anti-Semitic, but I guess that's what everybody says. That is the script. Now, it's multifaceted. Requires a nuanced answer that goes beyond a simple yes or no. Here's a breakdown of some key points to consider. So Gemini is teaching us having an attraction. There's a distinction between attraction and action. Pedophilia is also known as minor attracted person status, MAP. It refers to an involuntary sexual attraction to prepubescent individuals. If you label all individuals with pedophilic interest as evil, it is inaccurate and harmful. It can perpetuate stigma and discourage people from seeking help if they need it. Reportedly, they go on to say many individuals with this attraction never act on it and actively struggle against it. They may experience significant shame, guilt, and isolation due to societal stigma. Are we supposed to feel sorry for them? Generalizing about entire groups of people can be dangerous and lead to discrimination. Okay, so we were just speaking about this Beverly Hills Middle School, where AI images of these young kids are being perpetuated. Middle school is 11 to 13-year-olds. If somebody is a pedophile, they may deal with their struggle by looking at images, searching for images, purchasing images. Well, if pedophiles are creating a demand, there's going to be an entity to provide supply. Now, I understand we are trying not to stigmatize, but really, somebody who is a pedophile has something wrong with them. And there is a danger, even if they don't necessarily sleep with the child. If they are identifying as that and trying to feed that demon, they are going to be providing a demand for sex traffickers, for child pornography. And I understand there was a professor who tried to make the same argument. He got fired, by the way. I think it was Professor, the New York Post reported, this was I think back in 2021, it was a Virginia University assistant professor that said it's not immoral. Alan Walker, 34 years old, was an assistant professor on sociology and criminal justice, saying you should not call somebody a pedophile. You should call them a minor attracted person. You know, I think they they were fired. I'm not exactly sure what's going on with that. I haven't followed that story, but that's apparently what's being taught now in school. And so they say having minor attraction, known as pedophilic interest, this is according to Gemini, Google Gemini reportedly, does not inherently make someone evil. It's important to understand that attraction and action are distinct. So the effort, when you read more, is to try to stop people from marginalizing individuals. Now, somebody could say, well, somebody with murderous intent, a psychopath, is not evil. You have to wait until they do it. Anybody who finds the assault of a child or the rape of a child likable, and I'm not saying the average pedophile would assault or rape, but if they are true pedophiliacs and that is what they are attracted to and they are fantasizing about that sort of sex, then inherent in that is the assault. Because the average child is not consenting. The average child is not sexually mature to enjoy that interaction. Meaning, they would be also fantasizing about assault or rape. And I know some of you are going to say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's horrible that you're saying pedophiles are not rapists. Are not. But I think there is, if we're going to be talking about evil, what's our definition of evil? Evil is something that is not okay in society. It's something that is harmful to something else. Having those harmful thoughts are a form of evil. If you are considering and thinking about killing somebody, those are evil thoughts. Am I wrong? If you are fantasizing about hurting a public figure, that is an evil thought. Hence, if you are fantasizing about sex with somebody who can't consent, cannot fight you off, cannot enjoy it, would be forced, that is rape, assault, and that a fantasy about that is an evil thought. I mean, are we now going to change what evil means? You know, but the story here isn't even that. It's that our AI platforms are spitting and spewing this crap out. And we are so worried about being politically correct and woke these days that we could actually be hurting the individuals we're trying to protect. If somebody is a pedophiliac, if somebody has an issue, do you really think changing their label to a minor attracted person is going to have them raise their hand going, oh, me, over here? So we got to be smart about this. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.